This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just got back from South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, and Idaho, friends, doing what we're called to do, seeking and saving that which is lost, with all of the gifts that God has bestowed upon us, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And the only way that they're going to be able to see that and partake with that is when we get out there and do what we're commanded to do. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what would be happening right now if I was in a black church? They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. That's exactly right. Folks, interesting stuff took place over the last week. Very interesting stuff. Isn't it interesting to you that, you know, actually, let me use the word, does it not amaze you that administration after administration, there's some major crime spree that calls for more gun control measures. I mean, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, the Denver movie theater shooting, the Navy shipyard, San Bernardino, Las Vegas shooting now. And for every crime that takes place, the media always promulgates and advances the agenda by finding a lone gunman, a lone wolf. That's what they need, because they can close the case and everything's being brushed under the rug, and then everything's going to be okay, and you know what? They're going to believe our narrative. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, it's interesting that what came across my desk after this happened, and by the way, I have question marks and flags go up every single time this kind of stuff happens. And it's also interesting to note that the conspiracy theorists in every given scenario, in every given incident, is always demonized by the media. And we've learned by the media and from the media that they are covering for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. Let me remind you, not too long ago, I remember posting something about a conspiracy on Jeremiah 11:9. Conspiracies are very real, America. They're happening all day long in America. But the fact of the matter is, I posted something about a conspiracy, and a man got on there. He's an older gentleman, and he said, you know, 50 years ago, I was told all the stuff that's in the present, it was a mere theory. It was a conspiracy theory. He goes, now I find out that there's no theory involved, but in fact it was conspiracy. Exactly right. Remember Joseph Mengele? They called him the Dark Angel. He was one of the SS officers under Adolf Hitler. He said, the more that we do to you, he said, the less that you believe that we're doing it. Now, why is it, America, that when I went online today and I was looking for anybody that would oppose the narrative that the media is attempting to set, I couldn't find it. And only to find out furthermore, folks, about multiple gunners and gunmen concerning what took place in Las Vegas, why is it that YouTube is pulling down gunfire from the fourth floor? I mean, I seen the video before they pulled it. Why is YouTube censoring information that contradicts what the media is trying to set concerning a narrative? Because they need the lone wolf, friends. Let me go down under. There was an Australian man who was staying in the room next to the shooter in the Mandalay Bay, and he has confirmed that he witnessed multiple gunmen involved in the Las Vegas attack. I couldn't find this online. They had to go to Australia to get us the information that we needed. There were multiple people dead and multiple shooters, said he. I was just hiding, waiting for police to come get us. I got outside safely and was hiding in bushes, Brian Hodge told Australia's Courier Mail. Mr. Hodge, who was staying in room 32134 next to Stephen Paddock in room 32135, also provided important information on which he revealed that a security guard was killed by the police. A security guard that worked at the Mandalay Bay casino was killed by the police. I did some research on that. Couldn't find it. Why is this all being swept under the rug? Mr. Hodges goes on and says, my floor is a crime scene. They killed a security guard on my floor. Who was the security guard who was killed by police? Wendy Miller from Corroy of the Sunshine Coast, another Australian caught up in the Las Vegas shooting, may have provided a missing piece of the puzzle. Also speaking to the Courier Mall, Ms. Miller said she was at a bar in the nearby Luxor Hotel with her husband when she saw what she described as a man of interest run by her. Ms. Miller said the man sprinted through her hotel after coming off an escalator from the Mandalay Bay casino. The man that the security were chasing was wearing a security jacket like them, she said. Mr. Hodges' eyewitness report of multiple gunmen and dead security guard, and with Ms. Miller's report of a security guard being chased by authorities, suggests that the mainstream media's narrative of the lone wolf gunman is not the truth. The fact that this was an orchestrated, coordinated attack by multiple conspirators and the mainstream media are attempting to cover it up. Folks, when in fact, that is what is happening here. And why is it that it always goes to gun control? You have to ask, who's creating the crime? How many times and how many years have I been sharing with you, America, like any other dictator, they create the crime? And then what they do is they come in, they condemn it, but you'll find later history teaches us they were the ones responsible for actually creating the crime. But in fact, in the present, what they do is they come in and they act as the problem solver when you'll find that they were the ones that were the ones creating the problem or creating the crime. Hitler had his brown shirts. We can go on and on with Stalin, Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. They all are looking for their political ends, and they have to create the crime. And what is the political ends, America? Get rid of the guns. We have to get rid of the guns. America, so he gets up 400 pounds of equipment, up 30 floors, sets up a concealed sniper nest, disarms fire alarms and other security systems in a casino, removed a window that 800 pounds of hurricane-proof glass, then for 10 minutes rained in aimed firepower, all with no training whatsoever and with no motive. This was found on a live feed right before the show. So America is thinking, America is on the right track, and America, now it is time to question the narrative that's being thrown down on you once again. I'm going to do a little recap when we get on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, and my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, on my Twitter account if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, when you go to Jeremiah 6:16, it tells us to go back to the old paths. And when you see what the people responded with, they said, "We will not." And to their demise, they were destroyed. They rejected God's message, and therefore they reaped the consequences. It's called judgment. You know, I want to go back to the old past, and I want you to listen to one of your forefathers. He was also one of the signers, and not only a signer, but an architect of the Declaration of Independence. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." You know, we're talking about what happened in Las Vegas. And I got to ask you, America, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? I mean, we see right after this took place, we see for some reason or another, Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, who is yet to be prosecuted by Trump's administration as promised on the campaign trail. Oh, by the way, P.S., Sessions refuses to prosecute Hillary Clinton and or Barack Hussein Obama. Matter of fact, they're finding out now that Trump's administration is protecting both of them, according to the likes of Judicial Watch, who is a reputable and a credible organization. But my point is here, friends, is Hillary said, politics aside, we need gun control. Immediately called for gun control. What do they know, America, that you don't? I mean, isn't it interesting to know both her and her criminal husband, both are Benedict Arnolds to the extreme, 150 times over, literally, they have armed guards with wherever they go. You know, as a matter of fact, Senator Bernie Sanders, if you want to take him and if you want to legitimize him to be qualified for that position, said nobody should have a gun who has a criminal background or involved in domestic abuse situations. How about we start with you, mister? You know, isn't it interesting, America, we defend our president with guns. We defend our congressmen with guns. We defend our governors with guns. We defend our courts with guns, our banks, our office buildings, our factories, our jewelry stores, and even sporting events with guns. But we don't defend our children. And they're trying to convince you that you don't have a right to defend yourself. Matter of fact, the Pope even jumped in on this one once again. How you Catholics take this guy serious? You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. First of all, go back to the Word of God and share with me where it talks about a pope. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We stick to the Word. The Word of the Lord endureth forever, not the Word of man or the commandments of men or that which deters us away from the cross of Christ, where the power of God is unto salvation is made known unto those that understand and bear their cross. But it's interesting, after this Las Vegas shooting, he said this was just senseless. You know, but keep in mind, friends, Pope Francis, wherever he goes, he always has a ton of armed guards around his little car with a bulletproof bubble over the top of it. He said people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Well, what about you? I mean, folks, or what about Michael Bloomberg, you know, the mayor, the criminal mayor that wants to disarm the American people? It's interesting. He's got armed guards all the way around him too, America. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, because if you want to know the ideology and where this comes from, it comes from the pit of hell. Because it counters Scripture, Luke 11:21. Do you remember Adolf Hitler said, to conquer a nation, you must first disarm its citizens? I mean, I think about King George III, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Kim Jong-un, Barack Hussein Obama, the Clintons, and any other individual in government that fails to uphold the United States Constitution and the enumerated laws. I mean, to disarm you, why is that, friends? But people who think you should own guns, and by the way, we have rights, not privileges, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Martin Luther King, folks, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I'm not using man as my backbone, but I am saying that there were those that obeyed God and that meant to keep the people free. And the way to keep a people free is to keep them armed. But why is it that there's so many people in this country, namely those that are to serve we the people, that are trying to disarm you, America? Because they're a part of the agenda. Period. Period. Let's go back to Las Vegas. So here's a post found on a live feed. So he gets about 400 pounds of equipment up 30 floors, we're told. Though we've seen footage of shooting from the fourth floor that's now been censored by YouTube, and we can't find anybody that will come forward in the United States as far as the state-controlled narrative, folks, and the information that the American people need to have to decide as to what took place is all censored. I couldn't find any of this stuff that individuals are giving unto us, friends, to tell us concerning eyewitness accounts of what took place there in Las Vegas. So I had to go down under. I had to find out from Australian people. And it's interesting, they didn't open their mouth until they got out of the country. Why is that, America? But they told us there was multiple shooters. So he gets about 400 pounds of equipment up 30 floors, sets up a concealed sniper nest, disarms fire alarms and other security systems in a casino. He removes a window that is 800-pound hurricane proof, then for 10 minutes reined in aimed firepower with no training whatsoever and with no motive. Matter of fact, people are even saying that he was a crisis actor. And people are putting out pictures of individuals from Sandy Hook. See, folks, they mean for you to forget what they tell you. But if you do cross-check what they do tell you, you'll find out that they'll catch themselves without fail. A lot of questions need to be answered concerning what just took place. But again, what does it come to? It comes to gun control. It always comes to gun control. And it would be a good thing for the American people to ask, why is it always coming back to gun control? America, here's my recap. Does it not amaze you that administration after administration, that there's some major crime spree, some lone wolf, and right after the crimes are committed, government is right there to call for more gun control measures? Yet they're armed, Dianne Feinstein, and I can go on and on. Columbine, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Denver Movie Theater, Navy Shipyard, San Bernardino, Las Vegas. Folks, the list goes on and on and on. And by the way, I want you to remember, America, remember during Sandy Hook? It wasn't interesting how the president, the actor, got up there and he cried, he shed tears of remorse for these children. But folks, did you realize that he was the one that voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb? And he also voted two times to make sure that there was a second doctor in that room in case one of those babies got out of the womb alive. Folks, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Read Matthew 33, verse 3, when you get a moment. Hypocrites, you know them by their fruits. Matthew 7, 16, period. The established media that once again is bought and paid for. We all know this, and as well as controlled by the CIA, we all know this. And that 94%, this is the new poll, America, of the American people that claim they don't believe what the media tells them. But when a lone wolf comes about and does the unthinkable, here's the criminal politicians that gather together only to never let a good crisis go to waste. And here's the American people feeding on it like it was true. Now they're telling us the truth. Really? They're telling you the truth as they're trying to disarm you? Okay. My recap. Criminal Hillary Clinton, why she's not been prosecuted yet? That's a question only you can bring about because you are the law, America. Said that we must put politics aside immediately, and immediately she calls for gun control. Again, remember the armed guards that she has around her at all times. You have to ask who they're protecting her from. Pope Francis calls it a senseless tragedy while stating people who manufacture weapons or invest into weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Again, remember the armed guards that he has around him at all times. America, don't fall for this garbage. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun, said Mao Zedong in 1938. That's what we're going to be talking about. Be right back.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We just have some crazy stuff going on in the United States of America today, do we not? And it's interesting, those that work for We the People are doing all that they can do for special interest groups by selling out their souls to me and you, America, to disarm us. Isn't that craziness? Our representatives, it's just like our representatives alluring, like Paul Ryan and others, alluring foreigners into our country that mean to destroy us. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America that advocated the American people arming themselves, of course, to keep themselves free, said the very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that's good. But why are the modern day politicians doing their best to disarm you? Because they want absolute control over you. That is why, America. Now, I want you to keep in mind, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt, we're told. Correct. But the Second Amendment was not written in case the deer turns against us. Keep that in perspective. And that's exactly what's happening here, America. Again, who's behind this? Why do we hear quotes from mass murderers of their own people? Folks, the history of governments, no one has killed more of their own people than the state. This is a fact. That's why you're armed. Good government should be making sure that you are an armed people. They shouldn't be trying to disarm you. And furthermore, common sense comes into place. Listen carefully. This is Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper. He said if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only intended victim who can do it. It's only the intended victim who can do it. The felon, the criminal, does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. And the way that takes place is by you being an armed people. That's why there's over 200 million people in this country that are armed, America. Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938, said, "All political power comes from the barrel of a gun." He said, "The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. They want control." And again, it's of interest to the American people to take note of those who they entrust to serve them, that we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yet time and time again in this country, we have representatives in government who put on the guise of patriot and then turn out to be the criminal in garb because we weren't paying attention to the details. I mean, folks, we have in the past shared with you about the criminal acts of anti-gun mayors. Again, keep in mind, they have security armed guards around them protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve. How does that work? As a matter of fact, we found out that the anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves. Of course they are. Guilty as charged amongst their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one demigod, where they think they're above the rest of us, mayor, was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Why? Because it applies to you and me, America. It doesn't apply to them. Oh, yes, it does. The crimes that these anti-gunners and these mayors are convicted of suggest that they are public enemies rather than public servants. No wonder why they want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. They're the problem. See, these corrupt politicians know all the well that where the citizenry operates in the rights given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, crime diminishes. It goes away. And you remain free. And you keep good government, which is we the people and an extension of we the people, in check. But yet with mud on their face, they know when they interfere with the right to bear arms, crime skyrockets. Oh, I'm... folks, we're doing live radio. I just got a thought here. And I recently seen where a criminal Nazi war criminal stated, and I'm pulling it up right now as we're speaking. Folks, the writing's on the wall. It's about as easy as it gets. And if you can't see it, I don't know that I can help you. I shared with you earlier, Joseph Mengele said that the more that we do to you, the less that you believe that it's us doing it to you. I'm still rolling here. I'm going to pull up some other things going on with this Las Vegas issue. And by the way, I was anticipating to get to today's show because I've been pondering it for weeks as to what's going on. Over the last week, forgive me. I'm still looking for it here. It's almost coming up here, friends. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I should be coming up on it really quick. What he said was very telling. And we know that the word terrorism, defined in Oxford English Dictionary, the original, means government by intimidation. But listen to this. Oh, my goodness. Some of this stuff you just can't make up. But it's so telling because, friends, what they're doing is they are telling on themselves literally as to who the criminals are. And, again, I'm still rolling, still rolling, still rolling, still rolling. Again, a criminal under, a war criminal under Adolf Hitler, said that basically what he was saying is that they what they want to derive out of these crimes is the fear of the people. You know, and again, it counters what Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said when he said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. But where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And, but these people, what they mean to do is they mean to advocate crime to put the fear of government in the people rather than the fear of God. Because if you fear God, then you're not going to fear the face of man. And of course, that's why they've been attacking our Christian heritage for years in this country. If I can't find it here in the next couple seconds, friends, I'm just going to roll on with what we were talking about. But it's one of those little seeds that you need to hear concerning the mindset of the criminals that are behind these heinous crimes committed against we the people or in any other prospective country. Friends, it's just unthinkable the mindset of these people. It really is. I think we got it coming real quick here. Hold up. Again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm just going to go on because I am not pulling this up. And interestingly enough, I'm going to get back to some of the things that are going on here. What I'm going to do is I'll look for it during the break, but again, it is that important that you understand the mindset of the people. You got to understand America. They don't think like me and you think. They think that they are above the law, these people. And they act accordingly. And we can see it because we can see that they've been busted over and over and over and over and over and over again, friends, concerning their scandals. But yet the American people tolerate them only to be assailed by them once again. Look at Hillary Clinton calling for gun control. Oh, is she supposed to be in jail, America? Matter of fact, I just got done sharing with you former Congressman Jason Chaffetz said Trump administration refuses to prosecute Obama or Clinton. Matter of fact, we're finding out from Judicial Watch they're protecting them. Why? That's not a theory, friends. It's really what's happening. This is what's going on in the United States of America. Hey, America, I got a question for you. Photos of Stephen Paddock's hotel room have been leaked out, and one of the photos appears to show a suicide note. Why hasn't the public been told what was in that note? Were there additional shooters? Eyewitnesses claim to have seen additional shooters. A taxi driver clearly captured video of an automatic weapon being fired out of a lower-level window, fourth floor. And a video from another angle and brief footage captured by Dan Bilzerian also seems to confirm the automatic gunfire was coming from a floor much lower than the 32nd floor room that Stephen Paddock was located on. The videos have been pulled by YouTube. Why were law enforcement authorities discussing another suspect on the fourth floor, and why isn't the mainstream media talking about this? Because it doesn't work for the narrative, America. You need to understand, friends, there's teams that work. These assassination squads, they work. They have controllers. One team doesn't know what the other team is doing. Look at the history of John F. Kennedy and Oswald, friends. Hey, if you believe that Oswald was responsible for the murder of John F. Kennedy, I can't help you. I really can't help you. John Rappaport has pointed out it would have been impossible for Stephen Paddock to kill and wound 573 people in less than 5 minutes of shooting with the kinds of weapons that he allegedly have used. So why is it that law enforcement authorities won't acknowledge this fact? How in the world did Paddock get 42 guns and several thousands of rounds of ammo into his hotel room without anyone noticing? How did someone with no military background and that wasn't a gun guy at all operate such advanced weapons? He was a patsy, friends. Because what we're being told by the mainstream media just doesn't make any sense. Natural News reports, far from what firearms illiterate media claims, these are not systems that any Joe off the street can just pick up and use effortlessly and mow down 500 people. And running these systems requires extensive training, experience, and stamina. It is physically impossible for a guy like Stephen Paddock to operate such a system in the sustained, effective manner that we witness, especially when shooting from an elevated position, which throws off all the ranging of the weapon system. Wow! Lots of questions need to be answered that the media is not proposing to the American people.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory, and finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ, and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just going to keep going on with these questions that have not been answered, and why they're being suppressed by the media should be pretty telling. I mean, if I have to tell you that YouTube is pulling down evidence of another shooter on the fourth floor or a lower level floor, America, do you need help understanding what conspiracy is? Again, it's very biblical. It's been happening for years in this country. People 50 years ago were told that conspiracy theorists were just wacko in the head, and now he's finding out in the presence that they weren't wacko at all. They were telling the truth, only to expose the media as the ones responsible for attempting to cover for those that were committing the act of conspiracy, America. And what are they going for? They're going for your guns again. Hello? Who's responsible for the crime? Always look to who, friends, has to gain. Who has to gain from the crimes that are being committed? I want to go on with some more of these questions, friends. And we're at number 8. Why did it take law enforcement authorities 72 minutes to get into Stephen Paddock's hotel room? Just curious. 72 minutes. Got to give him enough time to go ahead and do what he wants. We're told, right? 72 minutes for the cops to break into his room. Wow. You know, this kind of reminds me of Columbine. We had over 200 SWAT team members outside of a public school while we're told two kids were shooting away at anybody and everybody for hours. And when the SWAT team was asked why they didn't break into the school, you know what they heroically said, friends? Of course I'm being facetious. We didn't know what we were up against. I'll tell you what. If it was my kids in the public school, I don't care what we were up against. Daddy's going to go in and deal with the issue. And if I lose my life in the process, at least I did it attempting to save my kids' life. Is that what we have become, America? Really? 72 minutes to break into the room where the guy supposedly just killed as many people as he wanted to. Wow. Why was one woman telling people in the crowd that they were all going to die 45 minutes before the attack? Why did Paddock wire $100,000 to the Philippines last week? By the way, I believe a lot of this information is only to mislead the public. It's what I'm going for is who's responsible for this and what is responsible for this? Hate. Why was Paddock's girlfriend, Marlou Danley, in the Philippines when the attack took place? Did she know what was about to happen? Again, I believe this is diversive measures to get your eyes off the ball. Was Paddock on antidepressants like so many other mass killers in the past have been? Yep, and of course, the courts will close and conceal and basically tell those that are in court to shut their mouth about what's going on, like they did in Columbine and like they did in so many other school shootings. The courts didn't want you for some reason to know that those kids were prescribed antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. Why? Who are the courts working for, America? Why do you allow this, America? This is tyranny. Why was ISIS so eager to take responsible for the attack, and why was the FBI so quick to dismiss that connection? How many? Hey, folks, James Comey, criminal. You know this, I know this. Why was, hey folks, when crimes are being committed, kidnapping, sexual crimes against children by politicians, why is the FBI, once it hits the FBI, why is the case go no further? Come on, let's talk about real issues here. ISIS, what is ISIS, friends? It's created, and it's on a global scale. We've been told by agents across the globe who's responsible for ISIS. You know that your CIA is funding ISIS, America. What do you need, America? Seriously. I mean, how long can you play stupid before you figure it out? You're going to wait for the boot to fall, and then you're going to believe what I've been telling you. And then the fact of the matter is, once the boot falls, said a defector from Russia, then it's too late. Apparently, Paddock had earned millions of dollars through his real estate deals. If he was so wealthy, why would he all of a sudden snap like this? By the way, I want to let you know, friends, I just watched some videos on this clown. Before the show today, and he attempted to sue one of the casinos because he slipped and fell. Well, he lost that lawsuit. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out where some of this information. I believe what they're doing is just throwing so many bones at you, America. They just want you to accept it for the way it is. The reason being is they want you confused. They want you confused. Again, America, let's cut to the chase. Who's responsible for what took place? Who gained from it? Why are the politicians garnering and conglomerating saying, let's get rid of the guns? Why are these questions that I'm proposing to you right now not being proposed or laid to your candor by the media, America? Why are they setting it as to be a lone wolf? No questions asked. Why is YouTube censoring video? And there's enough out there, friends, that you can still see what took place. And there is no denying that there was a shooter on the fourth floor or a lower level floor. There's no question. Why did he move so frequently? It's because that's what they do. Just ask James Earl Ray, who was another patsy for the murder of Martin Luther. And, of course, you didn't know that Martin Luther King's family actually sued the government, and they never believed that James Earl Ray did the killing. But we know that he had a controller, James Earl Ray, friends, and he was constantly moving. That's what they do with these people. It's being reported that Paddock had 27 different residences during his adult life. Why were nearly all of the exit out of the concert venue completely blocked? Wow, you got to ask, well, let's get as many as we can. I mean, the more people dead, the more people are going to call for gun control. Just imagine if someone would have been there, or we had heroic individuals that would have broke into those rooms where the shooters were shooting from and dealt with them. Nope, they want you disarmed so you cannot resist. Right? Why was a country music festival chosen as the target? Got to ask yourself these questions, America. But again, the media is not proposing these questions. By the way, folks, many are calling this a false flag attack. And it doesn't mean it's fake and people don't die. The sick truth is a false flag means people are set up to die for a political agenda. Time to wake up. Boy, you know what sparks my memory is September 11th. All these bureaucracies that were created. When your government, after September 11th, asked you to relinquish some of your God-given rights so they can keep you safer. Really? Really, America? You don't deserve liberty if you took that one on. But all these bureaucracies since September 11th, friends, are they keeping you safer? No, you're finding that these bureaucracies that have been created are aimed at American citizens. You see how this works? And it's been going on for a long time. Create a extremists by arming and funding extremists to take down opponents by proxy. Incite an action from the public by demonizing the same bad guys that you put into power. Exactly. Create your own enemies. Propose a solution which involves a military invention, then the loss of liberties or both, and the loss of life, mind you. False flags, America. False flags. Again, it doesn't mean it's fake and people don't die. The truth is a false flags mean people are set up to die for a political agenda so they can obtain their end. And that's exactly what's been going on. And that's exactly, by the way, what I've seen since September 11th. No question about it. I mean, again, go to the DHS and their definition of a terrorist. It continuously, folks, defines American citizens that oppose anything that's foreign to American and our government. You're under attack, America, and it's called judgment. Again, read Acts 20, verse 21, Leviticus 26, and Deuteronomy 28. This country is being turned into hell because, America, you have forgotten the Lord. Psalm 9:16, period. And why? Because, America, you failed to keep God's moral law. You failed to execute justice. And he said to Jeremiah in the time of judgment, if you can find one man that will execute justice in judgment, he said, I'll overlook the judgment that I mean to bring upon you. And here's CNN in the restaurant yesterday pushing the narrative that I'm tearing down once again, America. And if you just see what they're always going for, you'll know who's responsible. Not every time, friends, no. But also keep in mind, these are also the people that say, well, never let a good crisis go to waste. So when these things do happen sporadically, and they are for real, hey, folks, they're right there to capitalize on that, too. But the bigger the crime, the better it works for them. And you have to ask them, who could get away with a crime like this without having any help? And why, again, are we talking about gun control? Hey, folks, there is no such thing as... The only thing they want is control. And I just got done sharing with you as to what Mr. Mao Zedong said. And what did Mao Zedong say? Hey, listen, he's saying we want control, so disarm the people. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. November 6, 1938. Love you. See you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.